Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift live from Publix. I'm going to make Allie give you the address here in just 1 second. But, guys, I got a lot going on. I just had a bite of an Atlanta United sub. Mm-hmm. We had the Falcon sub last week.
Me too.
I didn't even know how to diagnose what just happened. I don't even know where to go from there.
What's in it?
I should probably have the answer to that.
Just deliciousness.
I don't. It's a sweet honey kind of Chipotle thing going on.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Chicken, deli meat chicken, bacon. God, there was there was potato chips broken up in it.
There you go.
Jeff's helping us out.
Yes,
we've got
Chipotle
the
chicken
now.
Breast, boar's head, spicy three pepper, bacon, lettuce, onions, boar's head, pickle chips, sea salt, and black and pepper potato chips. Red pepper jelly. I think there was
The red pepper jelly. I could taste
yeah.
that.
Yeah, whipped cream cheese. Giddy
beautiful.
Up.
Beautiful thing.
Giddy up.
Beautiful thing. We are live out here at Publix, like we just talked about a minute ago. We're going to have the wake-up call here in just 1 minute. A couple of wake-up calls to throw at you. Is it okay to leave a group text without saying anything?
Mm-hmm.
All right, in what scenario is that okay? Second question, tell me one thing you feel good about for the Atlanta Falcons going into this weekend. Give me something. All right, make everybody out there feel better about it. I need a bright side caller out there. If you got a bright side, I'd love to hear from you. I'm excited about Kirk Cousins going under center. I'm excited about the play action. I'm excited about making Darnell Mooney make plays. I'm excited about Kyle Pitts being the center, centerpiece of this offense. Whatever else it may be. All right. Also, if you want to call in and tell us what the best pub sub is, I would cherish that as well. But all things are on the table. We'll do the wake-up call here in just 1 second. 404-726-0929. And Allie will give you the headlines and possibly the address of the Publix we are currently at.
100%. Put this in your GPS. It's 905 Memorial Drive. We're at the Madison Yards location. And if you didn't realize this, Mike, I believe I saw Kevin going around getting all the special ingredients for that pub sub you just had.
And I believe that.
And he whipped it up for you.
If you would have told me he'd actually made every ingredient fresh by the making of his own hands. That's exactly how good that sub just was.
I mean, they're just taking really great care of us out here. Jessica, Jazz, Christina, Kevin, Joe, everybody is amazing out here. But as far as your headlines, the Hawks did lose to the Spurs last night, 135-126. Hawks will be back in action tomorrow night in New Orleans to take on the Pelicans. Pregame is at 6:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 7. For the second straight day, the Cincinnati Bengals listed Joe Burrow as a full participant in practice. And the Texans beat the Bills at home last night, 23-19. Josh Allen got sacked 8 times.
Yeah, Bo, before we get to the wake-up call, I'm going to put you on the spot and ask you what's one thing you do feel good about for the Atlanta Falcons against the New Orleans Saints this weekend.
The flight.
Yeah?
Yeah, our Golly, travel people. On,
your M&Ms.
Our travel wow. people are phenomenal. Brandon Ruth, Austin, Beth, they just put it together. A pass rush.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm be real, but the pass rush, I think I do feel, and I'm Arch, I feel like every time I ask Arch a question, I feel like maybe it's a dumb one, but I wonder if you can, from a defensive schematic standpoint, you can, with Hughes back, maybe bring A.J. and Hughes up, and just have them play a little bit tighter on a receiving core that is a little bit of an unknown for us, and maybe give your guys a chance to get home and not allow Tyler Shuck to just dink and dunk you and take what you're giving him. Don't give him anything. It take it away and allow the guys up front to do what they do.
Yeah, it is interesting to me, too, because I'm kind of looking at their depth, and we'll get to it in just a second. We're going to get to the wake-up call. But I want to talk about this for just one more minute. It is interesting that we have talked about the New Orleans Saints wide receiver core, and Brandon Cooks is not there anymore. We've talked about Chris Olave. It's Chris Olave and just some guys, right? But I think that going into last week, we felt very similar about Carolina's wide receiver core. It was like, oh, don't feel good. Xavier Leggett hasn't delivered. Hunter Renfro hasn't done anything. You know, it's been Tedero McMillan and just everybody else. And yet, you saw 450 passing yards. So I'm very hesitant to say what I'm about to say, but I feel good if Mike Hughes is back and Dee Alford is back that we match up very well against their wide receiver core.
Well, you got to be careful because Chris Olave is a guy that can abuse you.
He can break it open, there's no doubt.
You know, he's coming off a 5-catch, 104-yard game 2 weeks ago against the aforementioned Carolina. But also, you know, he's got 60 catches this year. But when you go through their receiving core of the guys that's left – you know, he's got 60 catches, but then you got Devon Valet, and he's got six catches. That's it. And you go to Mason Tipton has not got a catch this year. Kevin Austin was just signed off the street. Now I'm not sitting here and saying it's everything, but you should come up and play these guys.
Yep.
Like their stats say.
That's exactly how I feel.
And look, I think. Both teams, we and I were talking about this yesterday. We played a little golf. We were talking about this. Bijan Robinson, I want to see run a wheel route with him, with Cousins in and out. Hell, put him up in a post. I've seen him run post routes in college. Let him basically 50 snaps to me, Bijan. And I'm not a big guy that says hammer the running back. I don't even touch it 50 times.
Yeah.
But have him in running routes just in case. They might be saying the same thing about Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, he had a good week last week. It's been an up-and-down year for him for sure. All right, Dylan, let's do this.
It's time for the wake-up call. Wake up! On the Morning Shift, brought to you by Orchard, the smaller, faster, hassle-free way to buy and sell your home.
I think that when I look at these scenarios, first of all, Pub Sub, I'm a big Boar's Head Italian. I'm just going to go there and throw that out. But the Atlanta United Sub that we just had might be at the top of the list at this point. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Dylan, let's start with Stan and Marietta. Stan, what's going on, man? Welcome to the Morning Show. Happy Friday.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Good. Yeah, anytime is a good time to leave a group chat, especially if stuff starts getting sideways and you want to do your Irish goodbye, so you're good there.
Irish goodbye, yes.
It's something good about the Falcons and this weekend. My dad was a season ticket holder back in 78 and on. This weekend, back in the 80s, when we had bad teams, could just bring up the morale just for one weekend. So my brother-in-law, my wife's brother, he served overseas last year. He came back in January. I said, what do you want to do since you've been gone for a year? He said, I want to go see the Falcons in New Orleans. So we're picking everybody up this morning.
All right.
We're driving to New Orleans, and I don't care if they're 2-8 and we're 3-7 or whatever. We're going to go down there and we're going to take care of business because we have our defense is stronger. We got Kurt with a couple more snaps this week. I don't care right now about the rest of the season. I just want the W this weekend and we're going to get it.
I appreciate the vibes being high, Stan. Nice work. Nice
if I
call,
see
man.
Stan down there, his brother-in-law's got a cold drink on me.
There's no doubt, and by Stan one as well. All right, Dylan, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Jordan. Jordan is in Gainesville. Jordan, what's going on, man? Happy Friday.
Hey, guys, this is my point of view. 3 years ago, we signed Kirk Cousins, and we posted him in a playoff team, and we was right there at it. Well, flash forward 3 years, we got the quarterback that we signed that should have been the quarterback all along, and now we got a better defense. So what's the difference 3 years ago when we had Kirk Cousins, when we thought it was going to be a playoff, and now we got a better defense, we got the quarterback we signed 3 years ago, and I think we're going to go on the road.
I love that, man. I love the vibes being high. Jordan, thank you so much for the phone call. I think there's a lot of differences between now and, you know, beginning of last season for me, Bo. But I will say this is an opportunity for Zach Robinson to rip the Band-Aid off and to operate this offense the way it should have been when you thought you had a healthy Kirk Cousins Achilles and your wide zone running game was the basis of your offense. And, like, let's start from scratch here.
And the roster is the same as it was for the most part offensively at the start of last season.
Yep.
It looks like you're going to get Bergeron back. I expect Lindstrom to play. So the roster is the same, so go with it.
Yeah.
Breaking news, the Bretzels have arrived.
That's really not a good thing for me. all right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy James over in Decatur. James, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, man, I got two positives and one negative.
Okay.
Zach, pay attention to not just throwing the ball, but the blocking scheme, because that's how Penny got hurt, blocking scheme. And Kirk Cousins rang it out this weekend.
Yeah.
And one negative, hope we win. Thanks, bye.
Thank you, James. I wouldn't even call that a negative.
Yeah, I mean, hope is not a negative.
Yeah, no, man. Hope springs eternal. That's kind of where we're all at right now.
I don't know if I blame the blocking scheme for Penix getting hurt.
No.
I
don't think it was the hit.
I don't want to sit here and blame a player either. I think sometimes things just happen. You know, that you could go three or four different ways with why he got hit in that play. I do think it was it. I think it was the way he landed on the knee. And when they give and they don't give. So I don't want to blame us because I don't know, and I don't think it's fair to say that.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what the blocking assignments were.
I agree. Let's try to get a couple more in here. Let's go to Mike's Mafia, Agent 78. Agent 78 was in attendance last week.
He was.
Yeah. Ranch, man. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, man. What's going on?
Not much. Great meeting you guys last week.
Yes, sir.
I got to say, as far as the group text, I'm Generation X. You probably saw that on my face. And so I grew up in DeKalb County, lived through your mama jokes in the 80s. And about the only thing out of bounds on a group text is probably zipper selfies. So whatever happens, happens.
Fair enough, my friend. Thank you, Agent 78, for the phone call. And we'll try to decipher that as we move along.
I know.
And we'll do that quickly. But, yeah, great meeting you last week as well, buddy. Thanks for coming out. And let's try to get one more. And let's talk to our buddy Larry. He's out in the truck. Larry, what's going on, man? Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. So if I'm understanding the situation right, I got three things. Grant is an Android user, and that's why he didn't receive the text, which is another reason to love my boy, Grant McCauley, okay?
Yeah, I love him too.
the positive thing about this weekend with the Falcons is that we're playing the Saints. And the last thing is, have somebody over at Publix make you up something with pastrami in it. They have the best pastrami that I've ever tasted, and I've been to a lot of Italian delis. Have them mix them up something with you, even if you have to have it to go. Have them do that. I'll see you guys on Monday. I'm gonna give everybody a hug, so be ready for me. We're gonna be hollering, and I gotta talk to Squid.
There it is, man.
About
we'll be celebrating that Falcons victory, Larry. Thanks so much for the phone call, man. And we're gonna get that whipped up accordingly.
Yeah,
sounds delicious.
Joe's very excited about the pastrami comment. Sports Talk On The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Coming up, we've got the one and only Dave Archer. Hopefully we're on time for him today. He's the former QB, now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Analyst.
Yeah, he's going to be joining us appropriately on time, Dylan. We got to get him in on time, okay?
It's going to be rough. We're already late.
He's next with the Morning Shift live from Publix on Memorial Drive in Atlanta on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. We are live from Publix on Memorial Drive in Atlanta. It is the Madison Yard location. The address is 905 Memorial Drive if you want to meet us out here. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Gordon is out here with us, and Dylan is back at the station. It is a Falcons Friday, so we are bringing in Dave Archer, former Falcons QB, now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Analyst!
And our, our conversation with Arch is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Dave, we tried to stay on time for you this morning, but things get out of hand when we're out here at Publix. Lots of distractions. How are you doing this morning, Dave?
Yeah, do it fine. I know you get Bo and Mike around all that food that Publix has. It's a tough deal. So,
I mean, they're eating mac and cheese and ham right now. It's nuts right now.
Yeah, I have no apologies either.
But focusing on the Falcons and everything that's been going on up at Flowery Branch, obviously we got the news this week that Penix is going to have to undergo surgery and Kirk Cousins is in. What has been the energy? What has the energy been like around Flowery Branch this week?
Yeah, the building's been good. I think that a lot of people would expect it to be down and, oh, woe is me and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It has not been the case at all. I think that it says a lot about the leadership that's on the team and that they're regrouping, getting ready to go. I think a lot of people have sold them out as far as the season goes, and they're not anywhere in that same ballpark. I think they feel like they've got an opportunity to do something pretty special. Now they're going to have to go on a streak here, but you know, there's a lot of football left. Mike will tell you that, you got to go out on your shield, and that's what this team plans on doing.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, and you can't pay attention to anything other than, you know, putting one foot in front of the other and making sure the next rep is as good as it can possibly be, Dave. Well, one of the things that I've been paying attention to, I know you did as well on the broadcast last week, was you come out, Kirk Cousins comes in, Michael Penix gets injured, and you immediately go under center. And you operate under center for four or five snaps, which is seemingly more than under center. I'm curious to get your thoughts on not only why that's the case, but also what that could look like this weekend in terms of Kirk Cousins maybe getting up under center and operating some play action.
Yeah, I think you'll see a little bit more of it, Mike. It's a comfort zone. They're trying. You know, you hear coaches say we're going to put players in the position they feel like they can best operate, or you know, be able to give them the opportunity to be their best, and I think that because of the way Penix played in college, they've tried to cater things to a certain extent to what he does and how he's comfortable. And Kirk's, you know, obviously been in the league a long time and has played in both systems. And you'll still see some, obviously, a good deal of pistol. But
I just think that it's one of those scenarios where Kirk probably has a little bit of input, whereas a young quarterback, this style, Kirk really has an idea of some of the things that helps him operate at the highest possible level, and so they're going to put him under center. I think that you're going to be excited, Mike. I think you're going to see a little bit more of some of the run game stuff that you've been calling for as well.
Ooh, let's go. All right, now we're talking.
Arch, when you talk about the Saints offense, they have a young quarterback in Shuck in his second start, and it felt like in the Carolina game he just took what they gave him, and feels like their offense as a whole has just been taking what they give you and then trying to hit an explosive. Mike and I were talking earlier about kind of getting the pass rush after him. Is this a situation where I felt like we talked about it, and I know you talked about it in the broadcast, felt like they were playing off a little bit against Carolina last week, but with the receiving core kind of being in the shape that it is, do you come up with Mike Hughes and maybe D. Alford both being back, hug up these receivers and allow, kind of give your guys time to get home and don't give an easy throw to a young quarterback to gain confidence?
Well, it'd be nice, Bo. You know, I've talked about it over the years. As a quarterback, if I'm on first and second down and you're going to be willing to give me 5 or 6 yard throws, I'm going to take them, especially if you're an offense that's not been overly explosive as New Orleans. New Orleans had their most explosive day 2 weeks ago against Carolina in their win. That was their best game of the season, beat Carolina 17-7 in Carolina. And Shuck did take, like you talked about, took throws that Carolina was willing to give him. But they also had 7 explosives of 15 yards or more, which was by far their most of the year. I think on the year they only got like 47 plays in their season so far where they've been able to be explosive offensively, and most of those have come in the passing game, either catch and run, or in the case 2 weeks ago, Shuck hit a couple of shots down the field. He's a different kind of player than you've seen them have in recent years. He's a little bit more of a Josh Allen, poor man's Josh Allen, about 6'5", about 225, 230 pounds. He can run. When he stayed healthy in college, he won football games. I think he was 28-14 as a starter in college, but couldn't stay on the field until his final year at Louisville and played 12 games for the Cardinals last year after transferring from Oregon to Texas Tech. He had a tough time staying on the field from an injury standpoint, but he loves to take off. So that'll be a part of the scenario here. If you do want to come and play man coverage, you better not let him get out because he is capable of running, even though he's a big guy. So I think that's the little bit of the double-edged sword here. But certainly, you know, take away the easy stuff for him. This has been an offense that's struggled throughout the year, and they got a young quarterback that's trying to figure out what he can do at this level.
Arch, real quick, to that point about the explosives, it feels like lately explosive plays have been our kryptonite on the defense. Why is that?
Yeah, no question. No question about it. I mean, you've given up 29 plays of 15 yards or more in the last 3 games. I mean, you can go back to the last 2 games, go back to Berlin, even though Jonathan Taylor and the Colts ran for 1 million yards in the game. You could have made one play defensively on 3rd and 21 and won the football game. And then last weekend, you got a quarterback that throws for a career high. He throws for like 1 million yards in the game. And if you complete the 3rd and 5 slant route to Drake with about 2.5 minutes to go in the game and Canales has burned all his time out, you're going to win that game too. So even with all the explosives they've given up, they've still had a chance to win the game. But that's been the backbreaker, if you will, for a defense that's been pretty solid all year long. You're number 2 in the league in sacks, which is something you wanted to improve on. You're getting that done. You're number 2 in the league in takeaways. You're number 9 in the league in takeaways, 10th in the league in giveaway takeaway. You're doing a lot of good stuff on defense. You just have not been able to limit the explosive play. If I knew why they couldn't limit the explosive play, Bo, I'd be making about $3 million as a coordinator in the National Football League.
Look, Arch, I want to flip sides of the ball. I want to go back over to the offense. We saw just a few weeks ago against the Dolphins, we saw Kirk Cousins without Drake London. And I'm curious, from your standpoint, when we get into the middle of this game, who is this offense going to be able to rely on through the air? There's a lot of questions about Darnell Mooney. Kyle Pitts has had his ups and downs. I'm just not sure who the passing game will go through when they take on New Orleans on Sunday.
Well, Roddy White and Julio Jones aren't walking through that door, so they're going to have to go with the guys that they have on the roster. It's going to be David Sills is going to have to step up and take on a bigger role. We saw them connect a couple times in the game. Mooney is going to have to come out of his shell and make some plays. Mooney had a big game in this game last year in New Orleans. I think at, 95 yards receiving a year ago. So you're going to need him to step up, and Pitts is going to have to. I think all those guys, it's all hands on deck now. You got to step up and say, hey, what do you want? Do you want to show you can play at this level and go play? And I think there may be a surprise or two. You know, Casey Washington may be able to step up. Don't be surprised if Dylan Drummond's not available for this game. He led the team in receiving in the preseason. So I think that they're at this point now are saying, hey, Drake's not there. You know Brijan's going to get his touches. But let's go, guys. Everybody, all hands on deck. Let's go make some plays.
Arch, I know a guy that never lost to these guys as a starting quarterback in the league. Does that guy have any fond memories of this rivalry, maybe down there in the Superdome?
Yeah, there was a lot of good ones, Bo. I mean, obviously there's nothing better than to shut this crowd up in their own building. We went down there to start the season. My third year in the league, Jim Mora, senior, had just taken over as the head coach. Bobby Hebert, their quarterback. And we went down there and thumped them pretty good. We beat them 31-10 to open the season down there. Gerald Riggs had a big day running the football, and we got after him pretty good. It was really fun. I ran a little bootleg play, got out of the pocket, and got up about 12, 13 yards, popped out of bounds. And Dave Wehmer, who former Notre Dame corner, played for the Saints for a long time, Wehmer says, hey, Arch, just stay in bounds, man. We ain't got nothing left. And we had the ball for about 47 minutes of the game. Their defense was completely dead. And that's what it'd be nice to be able to lay some of that on them.
Arch, I can't let you get out of this interview without talking a little bit about Divine Diablo and the opportunity that he can have stepping back into this defense. And we talked about hugging up and possibly having Mike Hughes back and De'Alford, but Divine Diablo being back in the middle of this defense, I think, is really the key that unlocks a lot of the things that Jeff Ulbrich wants to do.
Yeah, it certainly has paid dividends when he was on the field, Mike. I'm concerned about what he can do. He's got the man from your club on one hand, so he's going to have a cast on his hand all the way up to his elbow. So I'm not sure, you know, how much that's going to hamper him in being able to do the things he likes to do. Obviously, to be able to run thing like you're talking about is good, but can he wrap up? What's the coverage thing look like with the kind of the club thing on his hand? So I don't know exactly how effective he's going to be, but certainly an option for Atlanta to go to. And I thought that Ronnie Harrison's really rounded into doing some good things. Ronnie's got 17 tackles and 2 sacks in the last 2 games, but certainly a little bit bigger body on the field with Divine Diablo would be a big deal.
Hey, Arch, there's one guy that kills us every year. I don't know how. He's played 16 games. I was pulling up the numbers on Taysom Hill. He's almost got like 500 yards rushing. He's got a touchdown receiving. Hell, he's threw for 4 touchdowns against us. Do you, if you're Ulbrich, do you say, have eyes on 7 every time he's on the field? Because they've always, it doesn't matter who's the coach there, they always seem to have something up their sleeve with number 7, Taysom Hill.
Well, I'm gonna try to show up about the time their team bus shows up there at the Superdome, and I'm gonna fall like on the back of his legs accidentally, kind of trip, act like I've got my bag, and I'm gonna trip and fall down the back of his legs, try to take him out of the game, Yeah, I mean, anytime he comes in the game, he seems to have some piece of what's going on. So yeah, you got to have eyes. Now, he's not on the field all that much, Bo, but certainly. He comes in short yardage. More often than not, he's going to do something with the ball. They're going to give it to him, or he's going to try to throw it or do something. So I'm not overly concerned about him. But yeah, you got to have some eyes on him. I'm more worried about their defense and what their defense can do. They've got some old heads on that side of the football that just have the ability to play. I think their middle linebacker is a Hall of Fame player, DeMario Davis. He's had great games against Atlanta. And so I think that their defense would be the biggest concern. If you go out and operate, you put 470 yards on this defense last year. You go put that kind of number on this defense this year, and you're going to win by 2 touchdowns.
Well, Dave, you are a wealth of knowledge. These guys keep signaling to me they have one more question, but we don't have time. But we appreciate your time as always. Hopefully we give the Falcons some similar memories to yours in the Superdome this weekend.
That would be great, Allie. Sounds good. Thanks. Good talking to you guys.
Good talking to you. We'll talk to you Monday. That is Dave Archer, former Falcons QB and now analyst.
Analyst?
For the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. We will talk to him on Monday. And you can join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after this Falcons game on Sunday for the Falcons flyover. It's your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. Again, it's the Falcons flyover immediately following every Falcons game this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, one last look at this Falcons matchup, and we've got a life of Squid.
Stephen A. Smith said one of the most ridiculous things, believe it or not, I've ever heard, and it screams narcissism.
Wow.
We'll talk about it next on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 929 The Game and
The Odyssey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, man, we certainly are live from Publix on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. We're at the Publix on Memorial Drive. It's the Madison Yards location. Going to be out here for about 15 more minutes. Doesn't mean you can't come shop here after we leave. The address is 905 Memorial Drive. It's literally a mixer right now.
I know,
we have so many people.
The vibes are high.
Vibes are so high. Last week, Mike made the offhand comment, like, you're going to have to step it up next week and give us a stage. And Jazz literally built us a stage to do the show from today. It has been an unbelievable morning. We've had, let's see, mac and cheese, ham, pub subs, pretzels, Coca-Cola. The holiday creamy vanilla is my personal favorite. There's fruit.
We had the Atlanta United sub.
The Atlanta United sub.
And I got to get Mike Conti on that because he just walked in.
Mike Conti.
I got to get him on the Atlanta United sub. The Atlanta United pub sub, Mike. I'm telling you, it's sinful.
And
it really is.
Of course, I have my signature candy corn in front of me. Bo has his M&Ms in front of him that he allegedly stole from Mike.
But they were from me because Jazz said, Bo, did you get your M&Ms? So, yeah.
It's just been an unbelievable day out here at Publix. Jessica, Jazz, Christina, Kevin, Joe, so many more that I have not named, all taking amazing care of us today. Again, it's 905 Memorial Drive. We are taking a picture while we're live on the air. My mouth is going to be in motion while we're taking this photo.
That's all right. They know we talk for a living. It's okay.
Well, this hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
Oh, man. Sometimes you want to say something. You just don't. You just like, don't say anything.
Balls,
like, just don't
balls.
Say anything, man.
Yeah, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Especially with our boss in the house.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jazz.
Oh, boy. Wow. I can't believe you'd do that.
How about those Falcons?
It's like the second time this week I've had one of these moments.
Yeah,
my bad. Right. My bad, guys.
What do I do?
It's really your fault for assuming the worst. But we are looking forward to Sunday, the Falcons-Saints matchup. You guys start pregame at 2 o'clock. How are you feeling going into this game?
Well, it's an extended pregame because it's a 425 kick. So I think Mike and I get like an extra segment in that, which is scary. I don't know how to feel anymore. I don't know how to feel. I want to feel good because I think the Saints suck. But as I sit here and say that, they've got one win less than us. And, you know, they're coming off a win to a team that we lost to. So I would be amiss. I don't know. I don't know how I feel. I really don't. I would feel better if five was in there. If I knew number five was playing, I would feel better. And but I look at a guy, and Arch talked about the comfortability that they're probably going to try to set Kirk up with the way the offense is ran. With a guy that's played, and this is going to be his 168th game in the league and his 161st start in Kirk, I would like to think that he could come in and kind of settle things, so to speak. But I also you felt like Michael did that last week until he got hurt.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say is, like, I'm still trying to live in the first half last week. You know what I mean? I'm still trying to go into that situation where you talk about a lot of things working, and I'm with you. If Drake London was part of this game, I would probably feel a whole lot different. Not that I would expect a win. I don't think there's ever been a Falcons fan of all time that's gone into New Orleans expecting to win, no matter how bad they are. But I don't know. I feel like this is an opportunity more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's an opportunity for Zach Robinson to kind of reinvent what this offense is. I think it's Kirk Cousins to kind of reimagine what his game can be here in Atlanta, and no matter what the future is, kind of reshape what the legacy is of Kirk Cousins in this 2-year tenure, as crazy as it is. And I just think that hopefully we can get Darnell Mooney back on track. He's got to be a feature of what we have going on. We'll also figure out a little bit of depth in the passing game. And I don't know. I'm trying to keep the vibes high. I think that the more and more that I pull away from expectations for this game, the better I feel about it. Because if you lose, then, you know, you're kind of on path with what you have been lately. But if you go win, you can start feeling a lot better about yourself kind of right in the ship, especially against the New Orleans Saints, and hopefully building some kind of momentum towards the end of this season so we can feel better as a fan base.
All right, Dylan. We are a few days away from the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, the third annual, with a plethora of sponsors, including our very good friends at Finley Roofing, McDonald's, you know, Window Nation, you know, Joe's Automotive, JD's Glassworks, everybody, El Bandito, don't forget Aikens, Ford. I mean, we've got just a ton of people that are going to be a part of this. And, you know, Twin Peaks, Chattanooga Whiskey, Echo Park Speedway, Batteries Plus, Peachcom, everybody. Like, all of these sponsors are going to be part of it. And we are very close to our goal. You can still donate. You cannot sign up, so you can donate. And you can also bid on some auction items if you go to the 1990 The Game Events Alley and click on the Brown Grass link, and you will go to the page, and you can even get in on some of the silent auctions.
Yeah, get in on those silent auctions because it's all to benefit Pets for Vets. That's a charity that pairs our nation's heroes with trained working animals. If you aren't familiar with it, they do amazing, amazing work. So please go on there, 929thegame.com, click on the events tab, or if you want to go to our Twitter account at 929morningshift, we also have the link pinned to the very top to make it super easy for you.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I mentioned Twin Peaks, but also Pinnacle Custom Signs is a big part of this. They've been a part of it every year.
Echo Park Speedway, too.
I said Echo Park.
Okay, good. I was going to say
there's an echo in here.
But I want to give a special shout out to Pinnacle and Phil and everybody over there because they've been a part of it every year. They donate the signs. They build a team. And they also, you know, grab like a hole and stuff. So a whole sponsorship. So appreciate all the work that they do. But not the speed hole. Anyways, all right, Dylan. I am not like – I'm not a Stephen A. Smith hater. I respect the fact of what he's built. The dude has taken being loud and opinionated – which I can relate to a whole nother level and makes millions off of it. But every once in a while, he feels himself a little too much. Mm-hmm. And he was doing that the other day when Drake May made a comment that he about Cam Newton basically had some comments on Drake May, and Drake May's like, I don't even know what Cam Newton is on, what he's doing, nor do I care, basically. And Stephen A. Smith, well, he became what people think he is.
He's also a liar. He's also a liar. First of all, let me tell you, it's not to brag. First Take is the number one morning show, 13 years and counting. April will be 14 years. Don't tell me you are athlete and you don't know that. Don't tell me you are athlete and you don't know that Cam Newton ain't on this show. You're lying.
Wow.
Yeah, first off, I would dispute the numbers that he's throwing out there. I'm not sure it's the – I don't know what his number one morning show on ESPN.
He's a producer of that show, which is why he's throwing those numbers
yeah,
out.
Yeah, well, he's the main host. I don't know I think Good Morning Football, TV-wise, is a better – or higher rated anyways.
Definitely more up my alley.
Let me tell you something. If it wasn't, they wouldn't be stealing people from that show to put on ESPN.
Touche.
So, and
just
on
to
First
get yelled
Take.
At by other co-hosts.
Yeah, like the guy that was sitting next to him in Ryan Clark. I'll call him out. He calls everybody else out, Mr. Apology. So, look, I think it's a ridiculous statement. There's – Mike, how much did you watch when you were playing? First off, do you think Drake May's sitting around watching morning sports talk on ESPN?
It's also different, man. Stephen A., consumption is different nowadays. And the fact that he knows that better than anybody, I guarantee. Drake May grew up in a time where everybody had smartphones, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't have to turn on the TV on ESPN to get his sports news. And so, do I necessarily believe Drake May doesn't know what First Take is? Probably not. But I don't think he's watching any of it either. You'd be shocked, man. You really would be shocked about the amount of people in the locker room who have. There are people playing for the Atlanta Falcons that have no idea what 92.9 is. There's people. Yeah. There's no doubt. Like I didn't even know sports radio was a thing when I was playing in college football. I found out through finding out who Paul Finebaum was because he said that Bama wasn't a good job anymore, and then they hired Nick Saban. You are so plugged in. I know this sounds crazy. I know it sounds like a throwaway. You're so plugged into what you are doing because you feel like the pressure of the world is on your shoulders that you don't have time to stop by and worry about anybody else's opinion. I wholeheartedly believe that Drake May doesn't know where Cam can be found, point blank. If he's like, I don't know where Cam Newton is, 100% believe that.
I agree. I see a ton of Stephen A. Smith clips. I don't ever watch them live with the volume up. He might be on the other TV just because it's on ESPN, because my side TV doesn't leave ESPN.
I'm with you, dude. It's not a disrespect thing to Stephen A., but I don't need somebody who thinks they're an expert in 20 different things. All right, I don't need Stephen A. telling me which horse to bet on in the Kentucky Derby, telling me how to bet on a boxing match, and then telling me who's the best quarterback in the NFL. I don't need it, man. There's experts for that, not him.
I think it's a lot like when you go on a work conference and your day is planned out all day long. You're kind of in that bubble, you know. So
yes.
These players they're in that bubble all the time.
Exactly.
And then you have
100%.
To catch up on things, and yeah. So maybe some clips on the internet, but no.
And then you'll have a writer that'll say, "Well, did you hear what Cam Newton said?" And Drake May's like, "Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not."
Well, you guys see what time it is. I'm really sad to say this, but we have to go. We got to go. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. Thank you to every single person here at Publix at 905 Memorial Drive, the Madison Yards location. You guys have been absolutely incredible. Treated us so
incredible.
Well. Put us on a stage today. So thank you for that. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
go buy a pub sub, baby.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.